Hey, yo. It is important to reclaim territory when you feel as if you did not perform your best, you did not live up to your own standards, your own values, your own integrity in a given situation. Reclaiming territory has very little to do with what other people do, but it has everything to do with how you react, how you respond, how you carry yourself. Are you able to sleep with yourself at night? One of the things that I think is necessary for every man to do at the end of the day, as you lie down on your pillow, as you close your eyes, is to reevaluate and evaluate your day. Go through it. What things went well? What things didn't go well? What things did not sit well with you that you can change? And again, this has very little to do with what other people did or said. You can't control that. But what you can control is what you do, your attitude, your actions, how you respond. Reclaiming territory has to do with living up to your own values, values that you set for yourself, not what society sets. Now, if by chance your values coincide with some of society's values, that's fine. That's what they call incidental or coincidental. But it's possible that your values don't align with the values of the people around you. And if that's the case, if you don't live up to your own values, then that means you have to rectify that situation. You have to remedy, if possible, where you fell short. One of the ways I do that is by what I call reclaiming territory. And by reclaiming territory, I mean, in some cases, literally going back to a certain place, a certain spot, a certain moment, a certain person, it depends, to sort of re-engage or to reconnect or to do something again. But the second time or every subsequent time, doing a better job than I did the first time. So, for example, when I'm at the gym, occasionally, I may feel maybe intimidated or not scared, but just, you know, sometimes you want to avoid conflict, but you really should never do. But there are times when I do feel like I want to avoid conflict. There's certain people who I get bad vibes from, and so I tend to avoid them. But let's say if they're in the area or they're using a piece of equipment that I really need to use because that's the only thing I'm doing today that I'm scheduled to do. And so I need to use that equipment. And let's say if I notice that they've been on the equipment for quite a while, 10, 15, 20 minutes, I'm kind of walking around. Now, what you typically would do is go up to a person politely, you know, ask them, excuse me, sir, excuse me, ma'am, how many more sets do you have? And then if they're just polite individuals, they'll say, oh, okay, I got one more set, got two more sets, and you got it. And that's how that should go. But there have been times where because I felt maybe a little insecure or maybe I felt intimidated in that situation, I did not go up to that person. I did not do that equipment, even though I should have. And that's a problem. You know, that's almost cowardice. And that definitely goes against my values. I think it's better to be bold to a fault than to be a coward. So that's a perfect scenario of when I would go back and reclaim that territory. So in a case like that, what I typically would do is if I can't do it that day, then I'll make it a point the next day. I'll go and do something bold to sort of reclaim that. I'll find, if I can't find that same person to engage them, even if I don't want to use the equipment they're on, it's just to prove to myself, look, I ain't scared of shit. I'll walk up to them, excuse me, how many sets do you have on this equipment? Even if I'm not scheduled to do that, it's just to show myself and to say to the universe, look, I'm bold. I will be seen. I will be heard. My needs will be met. I establish boundaries. So that's a reclaiming of that territory. Sometimes reclaiming territory just means literally going back to a place. Let's say if something traumatic happened in a place. There was a God forbid, an accident or some type of assault or something that left you traumatized. Reclaiming that territory might mean literally just walking back to that place or going to that location. And one thing I say out loud, if possible, is I reclaim this territory in the name of Jesus Christ. I reclaim this territory. I claim this territory back. And I think it's important. Yesterday at the gym, I don't know what it is about Sunday, but in my mind, Sunday should be a relaxed, low-key day. It's a, you know, to me, I regard Sunday as God's day, the Sabbath. But I don't think that's what society regards Sunday as, especially in the DC area. In this area, I noticed that Sunday tends to be a day of a lot of anxiety, but then I figured that's partly due to the fact that people have to go to work the next day. And so what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing a lot of, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of anxiousness. People are pissed off that they got to get up and go to work on Monday. The weekend's over. So my wavelength is different from everyone else's wavelength. See, I'm chilling, but everyone else isn't chilling. And so there's going to be tension there. You know, the word belligerent stems from, I believe, the Latin belligeratum, which means to oppose. So calling someone a belligerent or saying that someone is belligerent, okay, but if I disagree, then I'm also a belligerent. So then it becomes a matter of which force is going to win out. If I'm trying to do one thing and you're trying to do something different, then we're both belligerents to each other. You understand? So if my energy is, I'm trying to chill, I'm trying to relax, but your energy is like, get the fuck out the way, then technically we're at war. And let's see which force wins out. So yesterday, it was a lot of tension between me and the people around me because I could count maybe 4 or 5 occasions yesterday where someone tried to rush me, whether it was on the road. I mean, I'm already going 10, 15 above the speed limit, you know. But then I got people who, that's not fast enough for them. But I suspect that had I been going 20 or 30 above the speed limit, that still wouldn't have been enough. But that kind of thing. So that happened about 2 or 3 times on the road. Then at the gym, you know, I'm being polite as, excuse me, sir, you know, are you using this weight? I'm getting attitude, I'm getting resistance, I'm getting standoffishness. So I'm thinking, wow, this is interesting because I know that my attitude, my mood is very chill, very low key, but I'm getting a lot of bad energy around me. But I noticed that on Sunday that happens a lot. There's anxiety in the air and I feel that. And so when a person is relaxed, and people can see that. If your energy is very chill and you're fun and low-key and peaceful, people resent that. That's wealth. I mentioned this in a previous podcast, is that when you are a light worker, when you are a chosen one, when you have joy and peace and happiness about yourself, it's like carrying a clear book bag with $100,000 in it. It's value. It's wealth. And people want that. They envy it. Some people envy it because they don't have it. And so they try to rob you of it. And in some cases, here's how diabolical some people are. They try to rob you of it, not so that they can have it. It's just so that you can't have it. And so y'all could be in the same position. That's the craziness. But I always make it a point to maintain a smile on my face. So I don't mean a cheesy smile. Because in my opinion, a cheesy smile is not masculine. It's not manly. There's a trick you do. The right side of your face is controlled by your left brain. But you can also trigger your left brain by manipulating the right side of your face. So if you do a half smile, if you literally bring up the right side of your face, like just that right side, the left side of your brain is what controls positive mood. You can trick your brain into releasing dopamine and serotonin by literally just half smiling. So one thing I do other than mewing, M-E-W-I-N-G, is where you keep your tongue toward the roof of your mouth. It creates a very masculine, solid, square jawline in men. Even if your jawline isn't like that, I've trained my jaw now for 2 years and it has definitely improved my jawline. If I'm not mewing, I'm doing half smiles on my right side because it keeps my mood uplifted. You literally trick your brain. Try it one time. And one thing I do is when I sense that some people are jealous or envious of my energy, I'll do a half smile. I mew, M-E-W. I do a half smile. I'm thinking about God, the universe, how blessed and grateful I am. And I'm going to let them kick rocks. So that said, in conclusion, make sure that if you don't live up to your own standards, your own integrity, your own values, to go back and reclaim the territory if possible. Never let the sun go down on your anger. That's a biblical principle. But also, never let the sun go down without evaluating your day and determining if you need to go back and reclaim some territory. That's it. God bless you. Peace. I'm out.